From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The president of Toyota's U.S. operations was on Capitol Hill today apologizing for the company's response to sudden acceleration problems. Toyota has recalled some 8.5 million cars worldwide to address the matter. NPR's Brian Naylor has details.
Toyota USA President James Lenz said his company has made mistakes handling sudden acceleration complaints. Toyota is recalling cars to fix sticky accelerator pedals and replace floor mats that could jam those pedals. But under questioning from California Democrat Henry Waxman, Lenz admitted those two fixes may not solve all sudden acceleration problems.
Not totally.
Okay, what do you need to do?
We need to continue to be vigilant and continue to investigate all of the complaints that we get from consumers that we have done a relatively poor job of doing in the past.
But Lenz insisted the problem was not caused by the vehicle's electronic throttle controls. He said Toyota is putting new brake systems on most of its cars that will override the gas pedals. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.
California lawmakers grilled top executives at Anthem Blue Cross today about their plans to boost insurance premiums for individuals by as much as 39%. The execs were asked repeatedly whether they understood or regretted the burden such hikes will place on consumers. One woman, a single working mother, told committee members her premium will rise by 34%, going from $823 to more than $1,100 a month. Anthem Blue Cross has said it needs to boost rates for individual policyholders because of the weak economy and a broken health care system. The company is California's largest for-profit health insurer with roughly 700,000 individual policyholders. New details about a foiled plot to bomb transportation targets in New York City indicate the men behind the plot were just days away from launching an attack. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
When the man at the center of the plot, Najibullah Zazi, pleaded guilty to terrorism charges Monday, he provided chilling details of his plan. He drove cross-country from Denver to New York on September 10th with some 2 pounds of a volatile explosive known as TATP in his car. Police missed the explosives when they searched his car on the George Washington Bridge before he entered the city, but they kept an eye on him. Zazi said he and several others had planned to assemble bombs over the September 10th weekend and target subways the following week. Attorney General Eric Holder said the planned bombings could have been devastating. Officials tell NPR that more arrests are likely. So far, Zazi's father, uncle, and 2 other men have been linked to the plot. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Worries about the broader economy sent investors out of stocks today and to the perceived safety of bonds. A fall-off in consumer confidence numbers helped push the market down. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 100 points to close at 10,282. The Nasdaq lost 28 points. The S&P 500 dropped 13 points today. This is NPR. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is urging her Moscow counterpart to finish up details on a new START plan to reduce nuclear weapons stockpiles. State Department says Clinton spoke today with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, encouraging him to get Moscow moving ahead so a deal can be reached within the next couple of weeks. After months of talks in Geneva, the two sides suspended talks just before Christmas with plans to resume negotiations this year. Community group Acorn is dramatically cutting back its operations. That's in the aftermath of a video scandal last year in which right-wing conservative activists posed as a pimp and a prostitute looking to evade the law. More from NPR's Pam Fessler.
Acorn chapters in New York and California have already shut down and reorganized as new independent groups. Acorn CEO Bertha Lewis says she expects another dozen state chapters to follow suit. That will leave a much pared-down national organization without the hundreds of thousands of grassroots members it once had. Lewis says Acorn will continue to speak out for the poor.
But how long we'll be able to survive to do that is anybody's guess, because the right has definitely dealt us a mortal blow.
Conservatives have long targeted Acorn, saying that the liberal group misused government funds. 2 conservative activists produced the videos, leading Congress to prohibit Acorn from receiving any more federal money. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
American skier Bodie Miller says blame it on his no-guts-no-glory skiing style. The skier, who missed out today on becoming the first man to win 4 Alpine gold medals, says it was his high-risk style led to his failure to complete the first run of the Olympic giant slalom. He gets 1 more medal shot in Saturday's slalom event. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.